I want to give my love to each and every one of you this afternoon. I'm thankful to be home again. Bow our heads. Dear Father, we come before you again. We're just a servant, Lord, and we ask you to bless the word that you have put on our heart, dear Lord, and may it be an inspiration and an encouragement to each one of us. Lord, do anoint your word, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This thought that the Lord gave me, the light of God, one day I was reading, and I was so inspired by the scripture that I read. It's in Psalms 139, and I was planning to read from 1 to 12, but then as I went over it, I thought, well, we could go from verse 7. But we want to look at how that, you know, we, all of us, pretty much know that the times we're living in are dark times. And there are a lot of things happening. There are a lot of grief that we're experiencing all around us. But you know, I realize that with all that we see around us, the Lord has hope. It's just like kind of, I think about being what it would be like to be in a dark tunnel. But then you see a little light, a glimmer of light at the end of that tunnel, and it gives you hope. And that's the same way with God's light. Even though, and I believe, that we are living in those times, the Bible speaks of the beginning of sorrow. There are a lot of things happening, but God wants us as his people to have hope. And he wants others to have hope. But you see, if we live for God, we're going to be walking and living in this light. And this light gives hope around us. And then God is going to help us to be light to others. Let's go to Psalms 139. And so I'm encouraged in the Lord, and I hope that each and every one of you are. You know, some people talk to me about all the traveling and the things that I've been able to do. And I told them, it's not me. I'm just a piece of dust. And if God doesn't put inspiration in that dust, it couldn't do anything. So that's what we have. We have a great privilege. Now, I was thinking about, someone mentioned to me about the children, how they think our way is not, I guess they think it's too strict, or they think, and I thought, oh, what a shame. They really don't understand the beauty of what we have. It's not, oh, I can't do this, can't go there, and can't. But we have such a beautiful life. Actually, I wouldn't trade my life for theirs. Be honest. The other people, they have troubles and they don't know how to solve them except they're arguing and they're using profanity and they're getting mad and they're unhappy and everything. And I'm walking around here, can barely get around, and I'm just as happy as I could be. I love this way. It's a wonderful way. You know, if I had the strength this afternoon, I'd be shouting in this pulpit. But I'm shouting inside. Because of the light of God, it's a beautiful life. We don't have to go with our heads down and feel sad and sorrowful. And, you know, I have grief too. other people, some of you know that some one of my stepdaughter, her granddaughter, is missing. She's only 17 years old, a beautiful daughter. And I know, I remember, she was so smart and so, looked like she had everything going for her. And she was artistic, and I don't know what happened. Have no idea, don't have a, but she's gone. I mean, we don't know. And so I could be down, and I am sad inside for her. But yet the light of God is bubbling in my soul, and even with the grief and the things that I feel, I can still rejoice and be happy, and I can look on the bright side of life. What was Brother Busby's song? Anybody know that song? Yes. So see, if we walk around and we're looking at all, oh, this is happening, the government is doing this, the leaders are doing that, and they're, and this is happening, these people are, like you say, they don't know what they are, and all these things, that's enough to make you sad and dreary, but God doesn't want us to let it. Jesus wanted, he came to bring life and light. And so when we see those dark things, let's turn our eyes and our mind away from them and look up. You know, I talk to Sister Georgette almost every day we talk. And in spite of how sick she is, you can imagine she's still looking to the Lord. She sent me a picture one day, and she was actually smiling in spite of all of her problems. That's what God wants us to do, doesn't he? When we hurt, when we feel bad, we have aches, he wants us to find some way to rejoice. In one scripture, he said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. All of this is the light that he's given us. Let's read. So in verse 7, it said, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend unto the heavens, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Look at that. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as day, and the darkness as light, and the darkness are both alike with thee. You know, when we have the Lord, the darkness is light with God. So it's a blessing to have this, to be, to live for God. Let's go to 1 John 1 and 5. Oh, if we could just help people. That's what my heart yearns. To be able to tell somebody about Jesus. You know, there's a song. You remember Sister Bennett's son, Paul, and his wife, how they used to sing this song, Tell Somebody How Precious He Is? That's what I wish we could get it across. He's precious. I mean, just because I'm not doing this or doing that the world's doing, I'm not sorry that I'm not doing it. I'm glad because of Jesus and this great light. I'd rather be in the light than to be doing all these other things. It's darkness. It's grief. Not for me. So let's go. 1 John 1:5 says, "This then is the message which we have of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." I wonder who likes the darkness. I don't. I like light. When they have daylight saving time, I'm so glad for it because we're going to have more light than during the winter months. So I love being in the light, in the truth. His truth is light to us. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you see, we can walk in the light. And when we walk in the light, we're doing the truth, just as we were hearing this morning. I appreciate truth. I don't want anything that's not. I don't even want to depend on my own feelings about things. When I was teaching, you would have one of the reading, what I want to say, skills that you need to do to determine something that is opinion, fact or opinion. That's what it was. So then the fact would be the truth then. And your opinion, you know, is just how you feel about something. But I enjoyed that message this morning because it showed how that you can have opinions, but doesn't necessarily have to be true. Truth stands, and it stands on its own. Your opinion may be one way or the other, and your opinion and my opinion is about the same. I can have an opinion, and someone else can have an opinion, you know. But where's the truth? Yes. That's where we want to have. So if we walk in the light, we're going to walk in truth. And we can know that we're in the light if we are obeying the truth. Isaiah 9:2. How many of us like to be around somebody that's gloomy? I don't see any hands. Nobody likes. But everybody can enjoy somebody that's happy. That's like light. That gloominess is like darkness. The enemy of our soul would make us have depression. Some people have problems with depression. But the Lord doesn't want us to have that. He wants us to be in the light and recognize that he is light. And if we keep our eyes on him, elevate our eyes. When the enemy comes in and wants to attack us, let's lift our eyes up to the Lord. And he will help us. Did somebody get that for me, please? Isaiah 9:2.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shining.
Think about that. Now I've been walking in darkness. Everything's gloomy and depressed. And then the light of Christ shines upon me. And, you know, I can walk in that light. What a privilege it is to have light, to be able to walk in light, to live in light. Light is like life to us. It gives us life. The light of Christ gives us life. And we want life. We don't want death. Those people, they're in the shadow of death. We want to be in life. Isaiah 2 and 5. I thank the Lord for the privilege to look to Jesus when things are not going good, when things are sad, and when things are dark. For our dark times, I'm thankful that we have a light that we can go to. Two and five.
O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Amen. So this is the encouragement I want us to have. When we feel down, when there is the shadow of death around us, when there is depression, when there is anxiety, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The light, the Lord gives us hope. He gives us a way out. We don't have to stay in those places. Matthew 4 and 16 is also about the people that walked in darkness. But they see a great light. And thank God that today we have light, we have hope in the Lord. Matthew 4:16.
The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light is sprung up.
Thank the Lord for the light. Now, I don't have it written down, but Jesus was on the boat, and there was a great storm came, and he was in there laying down and sleep, and the disciples came to him and said, Master, do you care that we perish? And Jesus came up, got up, and he calmed the storm. He said, peace be still. What light that was to those disciples. The Lord doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want us to, when we get in circumstance, we don't know what to do, we can definitely call on him. But he wants us to have confidence in him, to rest in him. Because he's there for us. He will not, yeah. Okay. Somebody want to read that, please?
And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?
Keep going.
And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
What a light that brought to those dear ones at that time. I was thinking about, and it reminded me kind of the time when I was on that ferry in Honduras. And the ferry was going up off the water, mind you, and come down and hit the water with a bang. And he kept doing that, and people were throwing up, and they were, you know, scared, different things. But the Lord didn't let me have any fear. He didn't let me have any motion sickness. He just gave me a great calm. And I think that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have faith. when it looks like it's not going to, you know, something's going to go wrong. He wants to be firm in our faith with him. He pours his light upon us in those dark times. And I thank him for that. Psalms 36 and 9. So let us look up. If you don't get anything else out of this message today, get this, to look up when things look dark and when you're afraid, when you are tempted to faint, look up to him and know that his light is, the darkness is light with God.
For with thee is the foundation of life, and thy light shall we see light.
That's right. We are going to receive light from God if we will look up. And that light is going to be life to us. Now, when we think about it, Jesus was light. Jesus came here to be that light. Let's read a few scriptures that show us that Jesus, his mission here was to bring light to the world. Go to John 8 and 12. And then I think it's John 1. Let's go to John 1, St. John 1 and 1. To 4, I believe it is, yeah.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
You see how this is Jesus. Jesus was the Word. And he became flesh, and he dwelt among us. He was designed to bring light to the world. And God blessed him to bring that light. And as we follow him, we will follow in his light. And it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, and that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That is the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So, every single person has an opportunity to walk in this light, for this light to shine upon them. And I believe that God intended for us, as we walk in the light, then we become light to other people. But it started from Jesus. Jesus was the light. Then his light shined upon us. Everyone has the same opportunity to take advantage of the light. And then we then can be light to other people. So let's recognize that we have a commission. That not only are we to enjoy this light, which we do, but that we share it with others. Do all we can to be a light to somebody. When someone comes to you and they tell you their problems, what can I say? I need to have some light to shine to that person. And maybe they are upset with someone. It doesn't help for me to join in their feeling of upsetness, but can I give them something that give them light and to help them in the time of their darkness? I believe Jesus, just like he came and did this for us, He wants us to do this for other people. Let's go now to Acts 26, verse 16, 17, 18.
But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
So you see, God, we have a commission. We have a responsibility. Not just to enjoy this light only of ourselves, but to share with others and to try to help others to come to Christ. Let's go to Proverbs 4 and 18.
The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day.
So if we're just, we can be a shining light to others and be a help to someone else. Well, I hope that the little words that I said today will be inspiration to you to not allow yourself to be caught up with the darkness of this world. Woe is me, so to speak. We're living in a hard time. Things are so bad. Yes, it's true. But we have light. And let's be encouraged to bathe in this light. And as we do it, let's shine it on someone else.